Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. A little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with Karen Harned, one of our heroes. She's in charge of the Small Business Legal Center over at the NFIB, executive director there, nfib.com. I encourage you to check them out. As you know, I've been a member of NFIB for over 30 years, and I encourage you to do the same. They do great work. They keep the heat on the people who want to do us harm. And Karen is one of the lead troops out there making this happen. She was just giving us a good report on how they're fighting this California OSHA lawsuit. This is a rule, I should say, that's putting new oppression on, pandemic oppression on small businesses out there. Karen, one of the things that I want to set this segment up with is the concept of a bellwether. Many years ago, I was introduced to the concept of bellwether. Bellwether are things, for people who may not know, a bellwether is something that happens and it tends to cause, it's an influencer. It influences other things, other people to do the same thing. And so in terms of states, there are a handful of bellwether states in America. California's one. New York's another one. Florida's another one. I think Texas may be, and there's another one somewhere. I've forgotten. But California has always been one of the main bellwethers, meaning if you want to see what Oklahoma's going to do or Alabama's going to do in the next 5 years, go see what's going on in California. Well, Karen, in the last 20 years, California is still a bellwether, but not in a good way. And AB5 is a perfect example of that. Tell us about it.
Correct. So AB5 was a law that I think they passed a couple years ago in California, and it concerns who is and who is not an independent contractor. And small business owners, you know, use independent contractors a lot in their business, and independent contractors are small business owners.
It's the seedbed of entrepreneurship in America.
Absolutely.
I was an independent contractor in the beginning.
Correct. And so, but the unions don't like them, and you also have, you know, state and federal governments that aren't huge fans because it means that, you know, less taxes, payroll taxes mm-hmm. are coming in because those don't apply to independent contractors. All that to say, as a result, AB5 was passed, which significantly ratcheted up the test of who even qualifies for this. And basically, you have to show that you are your own business. That if you don't have this one, if any one of your contracts goes away, you could still thrive. That the work you're doing for the business that you're servicing is outside their normal course. So let's say you have an accountant who, you know, it's busy season and they want to bring in a few extra accountants to help get them through the rush. Well, they're not independent contractors anymore. You got to hire them on mm-hmm. as full employees, even though you're not going to have work for them for the whole year. And so that is the problem with that test. And so as a result, pretty much independent contractors in California died as a result of that law.
Well, these are Uber drivers, right? People like that?
They're Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, but they're also people that do design your website.
Consultants.
People that are subcontractors for construction.
I did this for 2 years. When I was trying to get my small business out of the ground, I did this for 2 years just to make a living. And,
several
decades ago, and see, this is also has a harness made of this kind of abuse is when the Obama administration tried to, in 2008, 7 and 8, tried to connect, franchisee employees out down on Main Street running the small shops, the small franchises, try to connect them to the mothership franchisor. This is akin to that, isn't it?
It is. Now, I will say what California has done, because they can't do anything simply, is they have pulled back on AB5. So now it's Swiss cheese. So now you have to look. This is the industry I'm in. Is this industry exempt from AB5, or is this industry not exempt? Huh. And it's very confusing. And but the bottom line is they want to presume that every worker is an employee of a business and not an independent contractor of a business.
Mm-hmm.
And that just does not make sense, as you have experienced this. So many small business owners have experienced, as mothers that are trying to work with their, you know, work from
right.
home experience.
Right.
I mean, the flexibility
though,
of an independent contractor.
What I worry about, though, is the Biden administration is predisposed politically, intellectually, ideologically. They're predisposed to AB5 type of legislation. They're predisposed to wanting to connect all employees to a mothership somewhere so they can unionize them. President Obama's already, I mean, Biden's already talked about unionizing, you know, from now to the end of the time. And that's what worries me, that this kind of thing, that he could take this kind of thing and try to spread it across the country. I think we're in for that coming up, aren't you?
I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned. And it's exactly what this economy doesn't need, because you're right. Independent contractors is a way to get more small businesses out there, growing, established, and this is just a killer of that. It's a killer of entrepreneurship and the freedom to contract and do the work that you want to do for who you want to do it on your own time.
The flourishing of independent contractors, folks, is the essence of what's different about America from Europe. Europe doesn't have this, and yet they're, and so you if you want an economy like Europe, then you need to try to go along with all this stuff that Karen's been talking about. Quick break, right back with Karen Harnett. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.